Live remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden granted temporary refuge Thursday to people from Hong Kong amid the Chinese government's effort to crush the pro-democracy movement and tighten its control on the city. Biden signed a memorandum allowing people from Hong Kong currently residing here in the United States to live and work in the country 18 months, a move likely to further inflame the already tense relations between Washington and Beijing. The decision to provide a temporary safe haven comes in response to Hong Kong's sweeping new national security law, which took effect in June. Since then, police have arrested at least 100 opposition politicians, activists, and demonstrators. Changes have also been made to Hong Kong's election laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and give a largely pro-Beijing committee the leeway to nominate lawmakers aligned with the mainland government. France's highest court on Thursday upheld a new law requiring the public to hold a health pass to access bars, restaurants, and health workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by mid-September, saying it complied with the Republic's founding charter. However, the Constitutional Council did strike down several clauses of the legislation, saying that enforcing a compulsory 10-day quarantine on anyone testing positive for COVID-19 impinged on freedoms. The legislation is due to come into effect next week. President Emmanuel Macron unveiled it in July as the Delta variant of the coronavirus fueled a fourth wave of infections. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Iran's new ultra-conservative president, Ibrahim Raisi, has taken the oath of office with a promise to pursue democracy, to secure the lifting of U.S. sanctions, drawing a cautious response from Washington. Raisi was sworn in at the Iranian parliament Thursday, 2 days after his term officially began, with the endorsement of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In his speech to parliament, Raisi said sanctions against Iran must be lifted and Tehran will support any diplomatic plan that achieves that goal. Iran has retaliated for the U.S. sanctions since 2019 by exceeding the limits imposed on its nuclear activities by a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Iran's economic problems have worsened in the past year as the coronavirus pandemic hit the Islamist-ruled nation harder than any other country in the region. Two Belarusian coaches have been stripped of their Tokyo Olympics accreditations over an alleged attempt to force a sprinter to fly home, an incident that drew international condemnation. The International Olympic Committee on Friday said it had removed the accreditations of the coaches and they had left the Olympic Village. The body said this week that it was investigating the pair over their role in the case of Kristina Timonoskaya, who sought protection at a Tokyo airport to avoid being put on a plane home. She said she feared for her life if forced back to Belarus, which has been racked with political upheaval and a crackdown on dissent after disputed elections that returned strongman Alexander Lukashenko to power last year. Pakistan is echoing warnings from Washington that neither the Afghan government nor the Taliban can get what they want if they insist on pushing ahead with military campaigns instead of working to reach an agreement through negotiations. Fighting between the government forces and Taliban fighters has surged in recent weeks with the August 31st deadline for the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan drawing ever closer, prompting U.S. forces to increase the number of airstrikes in support of the Afghan military. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.